Over the past few weeks, we've been talking with Kim about how the dollar's been on the move. And Kim, let's say that I'm France and I bought $100 worth of wheat back in late June, early July. What would that $100 worth of wheat be worth now?
Well, let's say the euro is equal to the dollar back in June and July, and so you bought 100 euros worth of wheat.
Right.
If France was buying that same amount of wheat today, that wheat would cost them about $119. If you look at the index of the U.S. dollar to other major currencies over that time period, it's went from about an 80 to about a 94.7. That's about an 18.4% increase in the value of the dollar. Now, if you convert that to bushels of wheat, that's about an additional $1.10 per bushel for the wheat on that market.
So taking that information, how high can the price of the dollar go?
Well, if you look at what's happened to the dollar over the last 15 years or so, you go back in from February of 2000 to January of 2003, that index of the dollar went up to over 120 points. Now that's another 28% increase in the value of the dollar, or in other words, it's about another $1.75 per bushel on wheat. Now the dollar likes to, you know, stay in the 80
right.
to around the 80 to 95 range, somewhere in there. It looks like it may go up into the 95 to 105. Rarely does it go against over 105 points. So I think we could pick up maybe another 10 or 15 points on the dollar, or it may just waller around in this range for a while.
Okay, speaking of things that have not been wallering around, it's been the price of wheat. It's been on the move a little bit, slightly.
Yeah, if you go back to the first of the month, you know, we were around $6 in Oklahoma. We're down around 5.10 now, give or take 10 cents in the area. You look at the March contract, It's had support at 560. It got down to $5.33. You look at the July contract, the harvest contract that everybody's watching. It had support at 555. You know, it's got down to slightly below that. It doesn't have support until we get down to 515. We're on a hard, sharp downtrend. It's just no telling how low it could go, but it's a long time between now and harvest. That's the good news.
I was going to say, we're entering February. Harvest is a long time away. There's still some area for variability in there too.
There's a lot of time to go, but there's a lot of things going in the market. You got the foreign markets, you got the weather,
right.
You got the dollar, you got the funds. The thing to remember, it's not what goes on in Oklahoma, Texas, or Kansas. It's what's happening around the world that impacts our price now.
And that's why we come to you, Kim Anderson.